September 22nd, 2014. Machzeh Shia, Yomim Naroim.
Alrighty, good. I want to look at tonight the introductory... readings are both Perek, Tehillim, and the Pious, or the collective psukim that we say to introduce the shofar. Because that introduces several themes of the shofar and themes of the davening of Musaf. We mentioned on Shabbos that how the mitzvah of shofar and the mitzvah of malchi and the mitzvah of amiras malchias, so they are very contained in time. The mitzvah of shofar, if a person is not prepared for it and ready for it, someone can have the mitzvah of shofar and can whiz right by, and that's the mitzvah they raise once a year. So the minhag Yisrael is to introduce the shofar with both a perek and tehillim, perek mem zayin, and then with Minametza Karasika. Now, introducing it with Lamsech Livnei Korachim is more, doesn't only begin with the minig of introducing Tkia Shofar, but in the Mesechta Sofrim, this parak is called the Shir Shol Yom Rosh Hashanah. Mesechta Sofrim is writings that were authored shortly after the Gemara, the Zman HaTalmud. And Mesechta Sofrim is a very important source of many of our practices during davening. Obviously, dates back to the time to Bavel, right after the closing of the Talmud. So the Mesechta Sofrim says that Rosh Hashanah we do not have this practice anymore. We on Rosh Hashanah will say the Shir Shal Yom of Thursday and Friday and of Shabbos, but the Mesechta Sofrim says that the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah has his own shir, and that was Perek Mem Zayin Lamaseach Livnei Korach Mizmor. Now the substance of this Perek of Tehillim, which again we do not say the Shir Shal Yom, we say is an introduction to Tkiyah Shofaris, is Kol Amim Tikuchav Hermiu Lelokim. All nations should join hands together, and all nations should Hermiu Lelokim. Should sound the shofar to their Ribbono Shel Olam b'kol rino with a joyous tone, ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol al kol haaretz. This will announce God's sovereignty over the entire world. Yadber amim tachteinu ulumim tachas ragleinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that Klal Yisrael will lead all nations, and all nations will be sort of underfoot. Yivchar lonu es nachalaseinu es gaon Yaakov asher oiv sela. Ol olikim besru Hashem bekol shofar. And then, zamru elokim zameru, sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, zamru limalkeinu zameru. Ki melech kol haaretz elokim, because God rules the entire world. Zamru maskil, molech elokim al goyim, elokim yoshev al kisei kodsho. So apparently, this perek of all the Prakim of Tillin announces or speaks to the sovereignty of a Kadosh Baruch Hu more than any other parak. Apparently, you have almost every single pasuk is Harvilo Kim, is Melach Godol al Kol Haaretz, and again speaks to Melach Elokim al Goyim, Nesofu Amalek Avram, and it's all introduced by Harvilo Elokim. We announce the sovereignty by Shofar. And all olakim b'sru Hashem b'kol shofar. So at first glance, it's a perek that announces malchias, and that's one of the themes that we should find in tkiyas shofar. How do we know that's a theme of tkiyas shofar? Because the Gemara says, "Irmu lefanei malchias, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem." Say phrases, psukim of malchias, to announce your acceptance of my sovereignty. Zichronos kedei shetale zichronechem lefane letova. Say psukim of zichronos so that I will remember you for the good. Ubamen, how do we do this b'shoifer? And as we discussed in Shabbos, the shoifer, that phrase bamen, with what the Ritva says bamen. How do you do malchius b'shoifer? How do you do zichronos b'shoifer? So the Chazal understood that one of the major themes of Shofar is that it's part of the coronation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now in our text of Shofaris, so we have two themes. What are the two themes of Shofaris? In the Psukim of Shofaris, there are two themes, two sets of themes that are chosen for of Psukim. What was that? Matan Torah and Moshe Mashiach, right? The Al Yidei Avodecho and Vim Kosuv Leimor Kol Yeshve Sevel Vishorch Neoritz Kinson Nesarim Tiru Vichischoya Shofar Tishmo Vahoyo Bayoimahu Yitoka Vishofar Godol Uvov Dim Beretz Ashur and Yidochim Eretz Mitzroim Mishtachmul Ab Hashem Bar Kotchev Yerushalayim. So these are all Sukkim again. Next Pasuk also. Vashem Elekim Sheshofar Yiskor Valach Besaros Teimon. So these are all psukim that refer to Yemos HaMashiach. On the other hand, the very first pasuk that we read refers to the kolos of Har Sinai. Aton
Niglesa Nan Kvayidacha. Is that a theme, or is that the fact that we have to come up with 10 psukim, and the most appropriate psukim, half are talking about Matan Torah? I mean, because if you think about it, what's happening with Shofar? So you have Matan Torah, you have the Shofar all over the place, and Moshe Mashiach, where we talk with the Nevi'im, talk about it.
So the only time,
so it's not necessarily a double theme, necessarily. Rather, I need Psukim, right? We've got rules 3-3-1, so we need to. That's what happened. I mean, you don't have Ba'amalek, you don't have a.
That is a theme. In other words, the same Chazal who came up with the 3-3-1. With the same Chazal who said that we're going to pick psukim that discuss something, so Chazal, when they said we're picking these psukim and we use these numbers, they knew where they were going. And I don't think I would find it very hard to imagine a Chazal sat down and said we got to have 10 psukim, even the Argum Morse would say 10 kineged. And then they said let's then take out the concordance, and they figured out all the time the Shofar pops up, and they say, you know what? It looks like we're stuck with these psukim. I think it's fakir. I think they.
Yovel also.
Who was that?
You could have used the pasuk about Yovel.
Right, but the first time, that's it's true. But the, and then that would prove the point that there was some selection. But I would think the other way around. Chazal thought there have to be certain themes. Then they also said we should have number 10, and it didn't make it work out. It was all part of their thinking. So that's why I think, and also you have the preamble. The preamble is Aton Neglais Menan Kavoidecha. And if you think about it, in by Yovel, it doesn't say to blow a shofar. I think it blows the Yovel, Krosim Yovel. The only time that you have shofar in Chumash, the only three times, twice is the mitzvah of Tkiah Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and once is
by
Har Sinai. We call HaShofar. Right, so it's l'chora. If we were analyzing the mitzvah of shofar, so we would our minds would right away say Har Sinai. Our minds would right away say the Torah says to blow shofar. When was the one time shofar was sounded? Har Sinai. So we would make that connection on our own. Chazal make the connection to Malchias Zichronos. Now coming back to this perek. So this parak has. Mavartim shofar. So there is once by Rosh Hashanah, once by shofar. That should make the Xeris Akosif. That should make shofar shofar. Okay, that's when we learn the key before the Truva. But again, but in terms of the historically, an event where shofar was used is only Matan Torah.
Matan Torah was blown.
Yeah.
As opposed to us to blow.
New to the blow. Now, and it could be that is the reference inside this parak. Allah Elokim Besrua Hashem Bekol Shofar, because Allah is past participle. This did happen. This has happened in the past. So God was announced Betrua Hashem Bekol Shofar. In this pasuk as well, the Chachmei Arema see that this is an indication of midas hadin and midas harachamim. All elokim b'sruah, Hashem b'kol shofar. Elokim midas hadin, Hashem midas harachamim. So again, the Chazal chose this to be the shir shel yom Rosh Hashanah, so that isn't halacha. But then, at some point, it was chosen to be the introductory paragraph. So apparently, the themes that we are supposed to be raising in our minds before Tkiyah Shofar is the theme number one of Malchius, because that's the parak that's given to us. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Malchius, his sovereignty, was recognized through creation, but it was recognized at Matan Torah. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Kolos Ubrokim. That's when nature stood still. So that was also an expression of Malchius, and that would fit in with the shofaris. The shofaris are the theme of shofaris is the two times that God's Malchius will be expressed through Klal Yisrael, Matan Torah and Moshe Mashiach. And if you go back into the Perek Mem Zayin, so it begins Kol Avamim Tikul Chafiru Lelekim. All nations are going to announce God. Hashem Elyon Nor Melech Al God Al Kol Aretz. But then it's going to be recognized, the God's sovereignty will be recognized through Klal Yisrael. Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu Yivchor Lonu Es Nachal Aseinu Sgon Yaakov Ol Elikim Besruam Kubiyar Sinai. Then again, it goes back to Zamru Elikim Zameru Zamru Malkeinu Zameru Ki Melech Kol Aretz Elikim Zamru Maskil, Moloch Elokim Al Goyim, Elokim Yoshev Al Kisei Kodesho, and perhaps the last pasuk comes back to being revealed through Klal Yisrael.
You mentioned on the Shabbos afternoon that the Truba is like it's a brachan across,
yeah,
and that it's book ended by
Tzkiyas and Tzkiyas, yeah.
It's interesting that David HaMelech uses all Elokim Betrua,
yeah,
rather than the Tzkiyah, which would be more sort of a majestic type of
right. And it's there.
It says
Yom Truah. Truah's a Melech Bo. Truah's a Melech Bo. So it seems to be that Truah very much depends on the context. Truah's a Melech Bo is a sign of friendship. Again, Yom Truah. But the Chazal do interpret that the Truah of Yom Truah is a Tzibroch and a Koel, and then we dash in the Tzkiyas from Yovo. So now the next introduction is a series of selected psukim. Min ha-meitzer karos siya onanim ha-mercham ya. Kol yishamata al talim ozuchol ha-ravchosi l'shavosi. These are all petitions, prayers. Arov abdechol letov al yashkuni zedim. Sos anochi lemersecha kemoitzi sholom rov. All of these, certainly min ha-meitza karosika, koli shemata al talim osnecha, and arov abdechol letov, those are all prayers. So second theme that we're supposed to have in mind when we go into shofar, yeah, shofar, malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that it's a form of tefillah. What about the theme that we carry with us from the Rambam? Uri Yishenim Shinaschem, supposed to wake us up to be introspective, to think about Adin. So that could be Ol Elokim B'Sruah Hashem B'Kol Shofar, that God is moved from Midas Adin to Midas Rachamim. But it also comes up in the Psukim Aroiv Abdechol Atov, right? That means that we are, or the pasuk before Rosh Tevorcho Emes, whatever you say is true. Ula Ola Mishpatecha Tzidkecha, and we accept God's judgment. Arov Abdechol Atov. Now that we've mentioned judgment, so guarantee us for good. Al Yashkuni Zeidim, and the evils should not rob us, take advantage of us. Now, in this context, the Zeidim could be our Averus. Zeidim could be the Malachim that are Mekatrigim, that weigh in against us. So Arov Abdechol Atov, we specifically focus in on the din Right? Sasa Nechel Mesecha Kemoitse Shalal Rav. So this, how this fits in. Zaruchin, what is this doing in the middle of these psukim? Sasa Nechel Mesecha. I'm so excited about your mitzvahs. So I think this is a person that comes to the moment of Tkiya Shofar, and he's right before a din. What's he going to do? I mean, what's he going to do in order to the din should go well? So he's not, he doesn't have a checkbook with him, right? He can't do Achnas Zarachim right now. He can't put on tefillin. He can't pull out his chumash to start learning. So he's now holding by din, right? In the moment, it's going to be Kadosh Baruch Hu moving from Kisei din to Kisei Rachamim. So what a person can do at that moment is commit himself Lasa Lava. He doesn't have time to do vidui. He doesn't have time to go back, but he can say that Tuv Tam Adas Lamdeni. He says, teach me what to do good, keep a mitzvah secha amanti. He can say Nasa Vinishma. Nidvais Pi Ritzena. Right? This is what I have to offer right now. Nidvais Pi. I don't have right tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. What I have now, Nidvais Pi, I have promises, I have assurances. Ritzena, please accept them. Umishbatecho lamdeni. Again, nasa v'nishma. So that could be pshat in sos aneichel imrasecho kemoitzi shalol rov. That person is saying he will appreciate with happiness and gratitude the mitzvah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is providing. Kemoitzi shalol rov. So that's what I'm wondering, if that's what's happening in these collective psukim.
Well, first, it's cross something.
Yeah.
That's the standard, which everyone talks about, which is, right. So there's no question that there's a connection between Sutton and Shofar that we're trying to so
there's a din going on.
There's a din going on.
Right, that's
what
right.
What happens is that there's also a connection. I heard Roy Rosman said that when a what's shot, you mix up Sutton, right? You blow up before, blow it right after. I mean, Sutton's not a stupid guy. He said that he's after thousands of years, he's catching on.
Yeah.
So he says that. If you go back to what you were saying about Shofar, is that in the times of Moshiach, the Shofar will blow. So when you blow the first time, he's unclear of what's happening. Oh, maybe Rosh Hashanah, it may not be, maybe 30 kolos, I get it. But once you blow more than the 30, he's saying maybe it's, you took a Shofar Gadol, maybe this is the time. That's what mixes him up. It's not shot that he's mixed up. He knows what's happening. He knows what day it is. He's got a calendar. He's got his speed dial. He knows what it is. But when he hears the shofar the second time,
then
he thinks it's...
The Rishonim, in Erev of Satan, the Rishonim have two interpretations. The Gemara says, why do we blow shofar mu'uman and then mu'yushav? The Gemara says, Kedela Arvus Satan. Why do we blow? We have two sets of shofar. One which was the original takana, to blow shofar al seder abrachos, to blow the shofar during, while we say malchus, chernus, and shofars. And then we blow shofar as if it was a pure din de raisa. Right, we blow after the drosha, so then we blow shofar.
Wasn't the first minute to do it early and then change over time?
Yeah. The originally, the Rav Shum said blow shofar. So the Rav Shum said do a tkiya shvarim tkiya. All right, we have questions. What is a shvarim? What's a trua? So we do all the different possibilities. Because Baruch Hu said tkiya trua tkiya. We're not sure whether the trua is. Nine tones, where the true is three tones, which is three and nine, so we do everything. So by the time that we have get to the beginning, by the time we get to Hinani Onimi Mas, we have fulfilled the mitzvah the rice of Shofar. But Chazal said that we should wrap the Shofar around the themes of Malchus, Chernus, and Shofars. So Chazal said, blow Shofar midday rice and once for Malchus, midday rice, again, your basic for Zichronos, and your basic for Shofars. Right? So then, Ruchonon's pointing out is originally it was part of Shacharis. Because it's the reason we're dealing with mitzvahs. The Romans came and they made a gzeira that we cannot blow shofar because it sounded like we were galvanizing the army to fight. And they set up sentries and the sentries went from shul to shul and we behaved ourselves. We daven Shacharis. But we didn't blow shofar. So we didn't say Malchus Chernus Shofar. We said it'd be said like a Yom Tov davening. And then, there was a question, who would blink first? So after Kriyas HaTorah, so then the sentries were convinced this was not a political move, and they left. when they left, so what we should have done is clapped Davin Musaf, Malchius, blow the shofar, Zechroinois, blow shofar, and shofar, and blow shofar. And that's why Musaf is so much different on Rosh Hashanah than the Musaf of any other Yom Tov. It's not just the Korban, it's the major themes. The major themes are always in Shachris. So then, the question is, so that's the way it should be. So why do we take out the shofar and blow Shelo al Seder Abrachos? Right? So the Gemara says, Mishum Irva Vasatan. So several Rishonim say what Elchanan just said, that when the Satan hears the shofar, he's not sure, Yoyim Adin, or Yimasa Mashiach. He's not sure whether he's on call or whether he's retired. He doesn't know. So when he hears, we continue keep on going. On and on. He says, all right, it's over, it's done. Only question is, unless it's a different Satan every year, by now we should know. Right? So these are hard pshatim to follow. So that's why I suggested that the other pshat that Rishonim say is to Lanias Daiti, an easier pshat to swallow, and that is that the fact that we can't wait to do the shofar al Seder HaBrachos, the Roman sentries have left quick. We don't know if they're going to come back. We know if we have a chance to blow. We want to get the mitzvah now. Right? The first chance. So that chibba mitzvah that Klal Yisrael said, let's blow the mitzvah, they rise, so let's get it. So that love for the mitzvah, so what could the Sultan say after that? That's the Irva Sultan. He had no tinus after that. So that is, but Ochanan's pointing out, that's very important, that the first letter of each of the last six psukim spell out Kras Sultan, which means that this is a time during Kiyas Shofar when we're going to din, and this is our tefillah that the Mekatrigim, that the Averis that could weigh in against us will not be successful in doing so. So again, so what we're pointing out is that we see in the Gemara says, Bameh Bashofer. The Gemara saw in Shofer two major themes. Theme number one, Malchius. Theme number two is the Chronos. So theme number one is primarily communicated by saying the Lanatzeach L'Nekorach Mizmor. Why did Bnei Korach get to say this Mizmor? So that there are many suggestions. Bnei Korach are the family that came from the descendants of Korach that were able to save themselves b'rega acharon. They were about to be punished with the punishment of Korach, and they were able to salvage the moment. So B'nai Korach represent for us all the major themes of Rosh Hashanah. Number one, that ad rega acharon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts tshuva the last moment. That a moment before tkiyas, if we say Arayv Avnecho Latov Nidvois Pirat Seina, that could give us a Yeshua. And then the Bnei Korach represent for us a form of Malchus also, because their argument was against the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their tshuva was the recognition of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Bnei Korach, part of their tshuva was to be the ones who would reestablish the total Malchus and total acceptance of the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though that was their merit. In addition, one of the themes of Malchus is the unity of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Chumash, Vayibishurin Melech Misaseh Roshayav Yachan Shivtei Yisrael. So Bnei Korach are the ones that did tshuva on Achdus as well. So that's why Levnatzech and Korach, they are the good people to introduce the Shofar, and that's theme number one. Theme number two is Matan Torah, Olo Lekim Besrua Hashem Bekol Shofar. In other words, Malchus through Klal Yisrael. Theme number three is Tefillah, that Shofar is a form of, and theme number four is that it's a moment of tshuva of Urishenim Mishinaschem. So that's, I believe, how those ideas are all brought to bear. Four of the Sfarim have 11 possible ideas in Shofar, but the key four ideas of Shofar are brought to the fore in these representations before Tkiyas Shofar. The third idea, then there's another ancillary idea with shofar. We use a shofar shel ayil. We use a ram's horn. And the Gemara says, Omer Rabbavo, Loma token ba'ayil. Why do we blow shofar with an ayil? And the Gemara answers because if you blow shofar with an ayol, I will remember Akedas Yitzchak. It's interesting to me that Rabbi Vo is the major shaper of the mitzvah of shofar b'zman hazeh. Why? Because Rabbi Vo was the one that said, use a shofar shel ayol. So the Teimanim hold, it has to be, the Rambam holds, it has to be a shofar. One of the quirks of Jewish practice is that the Rambam was in the position that only an ayol is kosher. Other horns are not kosher. And the Teimanim prided themselves with following Shittas Rambam. The Teimanim are famous for using non-rams. They use the long Teimani shofars. That's one of the quirks. We don't understand how the Teimanim got... I didn't point this out. One of the great Teimani Rabbanim pointed this out. They said, we don't know why we're doing this. The Rambam is the only one that says that you have to use. If you don't use an ayil, it's not good. We follow all the other Rishonim. They can use any kind of animal, as long as they're not a porv, not a cow. That are called cherim. Yeah, how the Ram? It's a kash in the Rambam, but correct. The Rambam, correct. Kol ha-shevus k'sherus except for poro. Yeah, he must have had a different gear, so I'm not sure. So our practice is Rabbi Vo says use a shevus shalayel. Rabbi Vo is also the one that said you got to do truas and shvarim and shvarim trua. Right, the Ravo it says Tikin Rabbi no Rabbi Kesari. I've often explained Kesari was the New York of the times then. It was brought together Jews from all over. So apparently in the Ravo's Kehillah in Kesari there were Jews from all over. So some said we remember Shvarim, others said we remember a Trua. Some say Shvarim Trua. So Ravo was the one that said, do all of these minhagim. So now the question is, why do we use a shofar shel ayil? So Ravo says that in order that we should be remembered by the Akedas Yitzchak. And that has become a very important theme. Number one, in shofaris, the request we have to the Ribbono shel Olam, sorry, in Zechronos, the request we have at the very end, Zachreinu b'zikaron tov lefanecha. In the Articles 5:14, remember us for the good, es abris, es achesed, and then we say, Seiroel efonecha akeda sheokar Avram avinu, es yitzok b'no agabim mizbeach. So this all, and slichos, every single slicha session, akeda. You always have to there's so many putim about the akeda. So every single slicha session has to have an akeda within it. And it goes back to this Gemara. If you'll blow a shofar shel ayil, male ani aleichem kilu akartem es atzvchem. I'm going to hold it and register it as if you, the lashon is as if you sacrificed yourselves. The question is, how do you understand that? Because I'll present an idea from Rav Shlomo Brevda. Rav Shlomo Brevda was a big Baal Musar. He was born in New York. And he went to regular high school. He was a regular American kid. He went to YU. And then, when he was a Talmud in YU, I think he graduated, I'm not sure. So then, it's usually told that Yochum Gerelik, that Saul was the one who said that he should go back, he went back to Europe, he went to the Mir. And he learned in the Mir, and he became a very big Talmud Chacham, and a big Baal Musar. And he was... I think he went there to Sorol afterward. Towards the end of his life, the last few decades, he would travel and darshan. And he has a thin sefer on Yom Neiram, and he has an essay on this question about, he says, because I went to the store and I chose a ram's horn instead of choosing an ibex horn, so now I come to shul. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Kiilu akadatem." It's if you brought your son. How can we get such a schus? We happen to choose one to pick the kind of shofar. So he quotes the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva says that what Rav Avoh was pointing out is when a person blows the shofar shel ayil, and he is reminding the Rabban Shekin B'Yachol of a promise that Kadosh Baruch Hu made at the Akedah. At the Akedah, he quotes the Medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that when your children will take this mitzvah b'chiba, they'll take the mitzvah with love, then I will remember this Akedah Yitzchak. So he suggests the following. Rav Brevda suggests the following pshat in this Ritva. He says that whenever we have throughout Sefer Bereishis, the stories that are told to us are all told with some kind of insight. Sometimes it's Masa Avos Simon Labanim, and sometimes it's in order to challenge us, in order that we should learn from those parashas, those episodes. The Medrash says La'olam Eliyarabba. La'olam yomar adom la'tzmo masai yagiyu masai yagiyu masai lema'asei avosai avram b'tzvi Yaakov. A person should question himself, when will I be able to be zoche to do what the avos did? So the Rabbis apparently is saying that when a person learns Bereishis, so one of the challenges, one of the ideas that we're supposed to be pondering when we learn any part of Bereishis is, what can I learn from this parsha, and would I be successful in the same way that Avram and Yitzchak were? Would I be able to do the same thing? So if a person challenges himself that way, that means he takes it for real. So what Rebbe suggests in the Ritva is that when it comes to the Akedah, so that's a parsha that's very hard for a person to say Masai Yagiu Masai Masai Masai. It's very hard for a person to think that I would really be successful. With all of the nisyonos, all the different levels of nisyon Avram went through, and he was able to be misgaber, so if I read the parsha, so I might say, well, I could emulate somewhat, Jesus Magdim Vayala Baboyke Vyachim, I could emulate somewhat that Hava Mekalkelis Zashura, he did it himself. Maybe a little bit of the Amuni showed in the Rosh Hashanah, but to say Masa Yagiyu Masai La Masai Avosai, so that's hard for us to imagine that we're able to think of.
Discovering God, that to me seems even harder.
Then bring a child for a korban.
In other words, bringing a child for a korban is tough. Don't get me wrong, but it depends on
we will not share this day with Sally with Moshe.
But what I'm saying is that it's virtually impossible for a person to recognize God the way Avram does or did. I mean, to me, if you had a choice and you had to pick, which is virtually impossible,
yeah,
for a person to sacrifice his child. Listen, the Goyim did Moloch, so it's not so crazy. Listen, it happens maybe rarely, but what I'm saying is to discover a Kadosh Baruch Hu from nothing, to just realize that God, to me,
no, but the point of what he sees in the Ritva is when I later on learn these parashas and I ask myself Masai Yagiyu Masai, so in my mind I say discovering God, I could do that, right? Traveling down from Mitzrayim in a famine, I could do it, right? But having to run away because I think my brother's going to kill me, I could do it. But to say, I wonder when I'll have that kind of mysterious nefesh, we wouldn't ask ourselves. We're uncomfortable asking ourselves that. That's what he's saying. From the perspective of not from the perspective of the time itself. So he says, so therefore when it comes to the Akedah, should be the parsha that we all run away from. Should the one parsha we say, you know what? We don't have to read this parsha. The other parshas, when we were kids, they didn't teach us Yud and Tamar, right? They didn't teach us Noach, Shem, and Yafes, right? Right. So this should be the parsha that, all right, was there. Advanced courses do it, you know, right before you graduate, you do it at Akedah. But in our minds, it's the one challenge. It's difficult for us to learn the parsha and apparently question ourselves and commit ourselves. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when Klal Yisrael will in the future, when they won't run away from the parsha, when they make it front, and it'll be something that they realize. They realize that the dedication. In fact, the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, what are we supposed to learn from the Akedah? So Rambam says we're supposed to learn the extent of Avas Hashem. A person's love for the Ribono Shel Olam is supposed to be that overwhelming, that a person could actually do what Avram did and bring Yitzchak as a korban. So Rambam says that's the moral of the story. And that's the Mosai Yagiu Masele Masei Vasai. So the Ritva says, when Enachanami, all you're doing is going to the store, and you have a choice between an ibex and an aisle, and you say, you know what? I'm going to choose the aisle, because I realize that I personally could not do what Avraham did. I would not pass that Nisoyan. However, I accept that there was a Madrega, there's a level of Avas Hashem that's worth emulating. There's an overwhelming love for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's there. Avraham did it. But we don't run away from it. We know it's a challenge out there. So the Rebbe suggests that's pshat in Shofar Shel Ayil. That's the pshat in saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should remember Akedas Yitzchak. The fact that we're willing to recognize that this is a madrega of Avas Hashem, and we aspire to that madrega, even though we don't aspire to making the sacrifice, it has to prove that madrega. So that is a tremendous, because Baruch Hu says, if you recognize it for what it is, so then, mala ni'alechem, I can, so that's how Rav Revdin sends pshat. He says that the fact that we're not running away from it. I found a similar idea, I found it very, not in detail, but in larger idea, Sam.
Affected
himself.
But he would affect somebody else, so he had to be 100% what he was doing. That's why I made that Nisoyan so hard.
What about taking Sora to Egypt? What about putting her in a box? What about Abimelech? I mean, his wife was at risk. I mean, I don't see how this is the only one that.
Oh, that affected somebody else. But he.
This would affect the life of somebody else who's actually killing Yitzchak.
That Sarah was in danger. Doesn't she get mad at him the second time around here? He did it to me once. I'll do this again. So I see that those were also affected, the other Nisyonos.
But it wasn't the same extent that he was supposed to kill somebody else. But in danger.
But he said that one only affected to that extent.
To that extent. Let's look at Malchus for a moment, because it's such a major theme. It's that Malchus begins in page 456.
Did the sukkim that you just mentioned, is there a theme besides the first letters, which is there a theme per se in those six sukkim or seven sukkim?
So I would think that the first theme is tefillah, right, that so many of this forum emphasize. That shofar is a form of Tumina Meitzah Karasika of Naniya Merchavia. So that's we're davening. Koli Shomata Al Talim Ozdachal Erechos Leshavasi. Tfila. Right? And then we recognize that in order for our tfilas to be accepted, we have to be worthy. So that's the moment of introspection. That Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha. That's still tefillah, right? That means guarantee for good. Al yashkuni zedim, don't let this din go bad for me. What do I have to offer now? Before the din, I have nidvos pirat seina. Right now, I have promises. But promises that come with good intent, so we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to accept those promises. What else can I do in this? What's left for me to do in this moment? Right? But just to have an openness like a nasa v'nishma. So that's what I see, that these are the themes of tefillah and the themes of din.
No, I'm just looking at tzukim. It's like he mitzvah sefer ma'ach, getting up there before to say, listen, before we go, hey, I'm a believer, right?
So
I'm
right.
I'm believing. L'olam ko mishpat tekecha. I'm accepting your mishpat. And it seems to be that it's all a thing. I don't see this as davening. I'm seeing it just.
No, but the
just,
first. You're saying that he's davening for a good din.
Right. And it seems to me that these are all different steps of accepting God. And then he says, most people would say, no, Hashem. It's basically like a sum up, saying, hey, I'm here. I know that our conversation over the couple of minutes has only been promises,
yeah.
But he said accept that promise,
okay.
That's all I got for you.
So that would be that the Perek Mem Zion is Malchus, And min hametzer is a form of zichronos. The Rambam's Uri Yeshena Mishinaschem. Okay, those are the two themes that are brought together in Shofar. And then in addition, you have the mention of Matan Torah. Now we come to Malchius on page 454. So it's introduced by the Aleinu. And then we have the 10 Psukim. Right, the first of the 10 Psukim, 456, is Ki Amalchus Shulchohi Kakosov. Next, v'ne'mar bilam lo hibit oven b'Yaakov v'lo ro amol b'Yisrael. God doesn't see bad of the Jewish people. Hashem elokav imo usruas melech bo, and God's friendship is with Klal Yisrael. V'ibi shurin melech v'sasev Hashem yachad shift Yisrael, when we're all together. So the first pasuk, Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed, is the recognition of God's omnipotence, omniscience. Olam Va'ed, everything is His. Always was, always will be. Whatever there is in the world, that's total malchus. Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed conjures up. What's the scene that conjures up? Was that? Where does it come from in Chumash, though? Kriyas Yamsuf. So Kriyas Yamsuf was one of the greatest moments of Malchus, because we know that all the nations heard about it and recognized it. Right? So that was, and that's what Kriyas Baruch Hu showed for everybody to see, that he's in charge of nature, he's in charge of history. Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed. What's the next point of Malchus? Lo hibit oven b'Yaakov, le'ro amol b'Yisrael. Again, Hashem l'kov imo, it's all Klal Yisrael. Usruas melech bo.
Through their actions, and they, what's it called, and all the goyim now come to recognize Hashem through that.
Through Klal Yisrael. Right. So the huge difference in the Malchus of Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed and Usruas Melech, and then we go even a step further, and we say, Vahi Bishurin Melech, when is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus recognized in Klal Yisrael? We start off by saying everything. L'Olam Va'ed. Next pasuk is we're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu was a special kinship through Klal Yisrael, through us Melech Bo. This Melech, friendship. Then we say, and you know what? You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech in Klal Yisrael. That's a much smaller description of sovereignty. He's Melech when v'sase v'shiyam yachad shivtei Yisrael. So I think this is an idea that I saw in the recently published Sichot of Rav Amital Zatzal. He made the following point. He phrased it in a very, very attractive way. He said, Malchus is a frightening idea. We usually run away from Malchus. We may want to watch Malchus if it's great pageantry, right? If it's very impressive, we would see Malchus. But it's not the kind of thing where the simple person likes getting too close to Malchus. Because you get too close, you may not behave properly, you may not follow the rules that are right. Malchus is a very frightening thing. And so, he says, the nature of people is to want to take Malchus from afar. Watch it, it's good, see what's happening. He says, and that is Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed. That was distant, that was watching the overall sound of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's one aspect of Rosh Hashanah, being recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu's mastery of the entire world. There's another aspect of Rosh Hashanah is how different a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is. And that is that he wants to have a close relationship with Klal Yisrael, Shuas Melech Bo. One of the unique aspects of Rosh Hashanah is that we're the ones who are worried about being Mamlechim in Klal Yisrael, taking a shofar out right after Kriyas HaTorah. It doesn't get more parochial than in the shul after Kriyas HaTorah, before Musaf, during Musaf, wrapping specific themes around. So he suggests that that's one of the double ideas of Malchius that's unique to Rosh Hashanah. That is that on one hand, Malchius represents this frightening, this awesome expression. Rosh Hashanah, Klal Yisrael say, but we have this unique relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It comes up in the Mizmor Memches as well. If you go back to Mizmor Memches, so we begin with Kol O Amim Tikuchav Harilu Ikim Memzayin V'Kol Rina Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. And then we say Yivchalon Nuvas Nachlosein Nuvas Gon Yaakov Asher Oiv Sela. All different kind of terms. He shows us we are his heirs, Gon Yaakov. There's such a thing as taking pride with the Jewish people. Asher Oiv, he loves them. Olakim Vesru Hashem Bekol Shoifer. Says those two with seemingly paradoxical ideas. He says that that's the uniqueness of our sense of Malchius, that we are announcing not only Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, but our unique relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's just end with
does it parallel to the rest of Malchus? That and I'm looking, you know, I was looking before, it didn't seem that it parallel. You know, you may say that there's two separate ideas, true, but it doesn't parallel through the rest of the Sukkot.
What are the balance of the ideas in Malchus? Right, the Nevi'im see correct. That good.
We don't see anywhere there's a special connection between Israel.
Right, except for you have V'nemar Su'u Shor Mosheichem V'nosu Pitzchei Olam.
That's to everybody. It's not the Klal. You know, if
right.
You know,
our,
it's all going the whole world.
Yeah.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. You know, A B.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a nice shot, but I don't see it. I mean, you're missing. I just think it's a nice shot.
It's only through us.
No. I have to say that. In other words, if this is in fact.
We'll come back to the moment. These psukim of Vinosu Pitzchei Olam, so those historically were recited when they were bringing the Oren into the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So Melech HaKavod, V'yovo Melech HaKavod, what's V'yovo Melech HaKavod? That's Teklal Yisrael, to Melech HaMikdash. But even hold on, V'al Yidei Avadecha Nviyim, because of the Koyim HaShem, Melech Yisrael V'galo. Hashem
Tzvois. It should be first Koyim, and then special with Klal Yisrael.
So that
I mean, if you're telling me it's thematic.
No, so that's not bad, because then you have the divrei kodesh that you have from Ksuvim is the Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's worldwide. Nevi'im, you have Koyim Hashem Melchus Goyalo, and then you have Va'olu Moshim Ratzim Lashvodes HaReisov Foyis Hashem Amlucha. It's also the most mishal for us, and then it ends with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem comes. So I'm not sure. I have not worked it out, but it follows through these two themes, not maybe as tightly as you'd want them, but they're there.
I mean, if you're telling me that Chazal was setting this up as a dual theme Malchus.
No, so I would think that it's probably a 10 themed Malchus. I would assume
so
that every.
So I have a problem. So 10 themed Malchus. So then, what I'm saying is, before you were saying that it was a dual theme that we have this and we have that.
So that you see in the first.
The next took kind of like go Mekatzah Mekatzah.
No, I would assume that every single pasuk extends our notion of Malchus in some way. So the first one is total omniscience and omnipotence, right? The next one is that the special relationship that Kadosh Baruch Hu has extends itself to Klal Yisrael. The third is our interest as people in bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam to us, right? We have the ability to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Lashem Amlucho Moshel Bo Goyim. So that probably introduces the idea of Melucha Memshala. Melucha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty is self promulgated, and Moshel is Melucha is usually over items, and Moshel is over people. So that extends those two aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Geus Lavesh Lavesh Hashem Ozes Hazor Avtika and Tevel Baal Timod. I think what I was pointing out from Rav Mital is one of the unique aspects of a Yom Tov that celebrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech is the sense of Kiruv that you don't, and I thought it's represented in this. What was that? Melech Basoda, yeah, correct. The final bracha is Melech al kol haaretz mekadesh ol v'yom zikaron. So that could be accidental, right? Because the bracha of every Yom Tov is mekadesh Yisrael, and Melech al kol haaretz is a unique aspect of right. So you can't, but it does fit with this theme of the two. The two prongs, so to speak. Right, and we have the.
We have the special relationship.
Right. So what I saw what I thought was phrased so nicely by Amital is that one doesn't really expect a sense of closeness with a sense of malchus. Usually we would, like, Avinu Malkeinu. We expect closeness through a paternal relationship and a distance through Melech. But to see closeness within Malchus, so that's a unique aspect of the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Melech, right? Yeah.
That's why our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was different from
finish with an insight from the phrase Chamol al Ma'asecho v'sismach b'ma'asecho. So I think it was the Berditcher Rebbe, the Kedusha Levi, points out that the diktuk is not so good, right? Because Chamol al Ma'asecho means right now have mercy, right? V'sismach ma'asecho means in the future, right? So it should be tachmol v'tismach or chamol v'sameach. So the Radishva said that sometimes a person does not have zuchuyas on his own right now, but he can in the future. There's a lot of promise for the future. So what we're saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu is chamol al masecha. We need the rachmanis right now, right? We may not be able to have all the zechuyos that we need for that Rachmanis right now. But if you look at us right now and you see that we are promising for the future, nidvav spirit seinah, that we are willing to be open and consider change for the future. So the sismach, have mercy on us right now because of the joy that we can give you, loss and love. Okay, because Baruch Hashem Mekabel all our Tefillas, our Shofars, our Zechronos, and our Malchus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you. Sure. Thanks for the Pesach HaGadol.
Amen.